Right, we're live, but stand by because we're getting Instagram together. So stand by. This is a good time to get your water. Get your water. I'm waiting for the thumbs up from Hay House, but just get your water. Get your deck if you're in the deck club and you already have it. Everyone else will have it tomorrow, and we'll begin in a moment. Yay. This is going to be a really great, fun broadcast, so just stand on by. Let's bask in the new moon energy until I get the thumbs up. I'll actually shuffle because I'm doing some readings with you today. So in a moment, I'm going to ask who is wanting a reading. Come on, my Hay House loves. I'm waiting for you. Let me know. You guys who are early can also take this time to share this chat, you know, put some positivity on your timeline. Wondering if, okay, good. Yay. All right. So we are beginning now. We are live. Welcome to this beautiful conversation. I'm so glad that you are here. If we are just meeting for the first time, hello. You are watching Abiola Abrams on Hay House. I am the creatrix of the African Goddess Rising Oracle Deck and the exciting forthcoming, one day away, Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle that is being born tomorrow. Tomorrow, this deck will be widely available, but you don't have to wait. If you're watching this, you can order it at any time. In fact, I would love for you to order it today if you haven't already, so that you can be present for all of the lessons I'm going to be teaching around this deck and Oracle reading. Yay! So come into the room, hit the share button, put some positivity on your timeline, hit like, hit subscribe, all of the above, depending on what platform you are watching us on. Hello, Goddess Gretchen. Glad you're here. Hello, Goddess Terry. So glad that you are here. Goddess Marnie. Glad that you are here. Goddess Essinam, beautiful. Oh, Goddess LaRonda. Hello, beautiful. And Goddess Kina, Trinity Rose. Okay, so I'm going to be doing some readings today because tomorrow, you know what happens for all of y'all that pre-ordered the deck. Well, some of you said it's going to be arriving for you on Wednesday, which is fine. But yeah, between tomorrow and Wednesday, you will be receiving your deck. And in the second half of this conversation, I want y'all to make sure to stick around because we are going to be talking with my beautiful, beautiful sister friend, Goddess Rebecca Campbell. So you don't want to miss that. She is absolutely you'll witness and bear witness to her beautiful energy in a minute. So here we are. We are in the new moon. This is peak energy for manifesting, for birthing, for new starts, new energy. I was very blessed yesterday to do a ritual cleansing with my dad of my home. So I am just feeling in alignment and feeling happy and at peace. So I want you to let me know in the comments, beautiful brown queen, Goddess Kathy, everyone who is here, Goddess Ashley, Goddess Bernice, let me know what it is that you are currently manifesting. Beautiful Brown Queen says, I'm so in love with my deck. I love the energy it holds. Yes. This deck, it's so interesting. Every single deck, and I say this not only as a deck creatrix, but also as a deck collector, every single deck has its own energetic signature. And so one of the things that you can do, I share in the guidebook how to bless this deck and connect with the deck. But one of the very most simple ways to know whether a deck is in alignment with you, if you've ordered it from somewhere, someone's gifted it to you, or you happen to be in the store, is hold it, you know, in the center of your chest against your heart chakra and just feel into it. Just feel into it. You are an energetic being. Like right now I'm feeling into it and I'm feeling tremendous power and a sense of overwhelming love and gratitude feel into the deck and see if it is connected with you. Goddess Marnie says, I love that deck you just held up. Yes. Oh my goodness. All of her decks are absolutely incredible. And this one is just really divine. And I'm wearing a rose in her honor and in the honor of that deck. So what are you manifesting? What are you calling in? So Goddess Marnie says, I'm currently manifesting abundance in the form of financial wealth of $30,000. Yes, this or more in the, this or more for the good of all involved. Ashe, ashe, ashe. Goddess Gretchen says, manifesting increase on financial abundance for my household. This or something greater for the good of all involved. Ashe, ashe, ashe. Beautiful Brown Queen says, I'm currently manifesting love, happiness, and serenity. Ooh, this or something better, something greater for the good of all involved. Ashe, ashe, ashe. Goddess Selena says, I'm manifesting my new business and abundance clients. Yes, this or something greater for the good of all involved. Ashe, ashe, ashe. Yay. Okay, so here's how I'm going to do the readings. Type reading in the comments if you would like me to do a spot reading for you, a laser reading for you, and we will focus on what it is that you need to know about the current direction you are going in. What is it that you need to know about the current direction that you are heading in? Okay, so Goddess Gretchen, I see you. So I'm going to begin with you. If you're just joining us, we are reading from The Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle deck, which is available right now from wherever you buy decks. And it's actually on sale on hayhouse.com for Women's History Month. So definitely head on over there and get your deck. All right. So let me just go back a little bit here. Goddess Gretchen. Okay, so Goddess Gretchen, let's just tune in right now. I want you to just take a deep breath with me. Inhale. And exhale. Let's do that again, Goddess Gretchen. I know there's a lot going on just right now. Let's just be present, okay? Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Good. And I'll share with you that when you did that, that middle breath, the air, the wind over here picked up. You know, it's a windy day already, but I'm feeling the wind here just pick up in energy. Okay, so what does Goddess Gretchen need to know right now? From the ancestors, from her guides. What do her guides want her to know about her manifestations and her current direction? So I'm just shuffling, just regular, easy shuffling. You can shuffle in whatever fancy or unfancy fashion works for you. And I'm pulling from the top of the deck. I'm doing a one card pull, which in this deck is considered to be a Sankofa. So you can pull the card and say Sankofa, or you can pull it and say it internally. Sankofa means we must go back and get it, okay? So for example, with this deck, the African Goddess Rising Oracle deck, the one card readings are Ashe readings. These are Sankofa readings. Ashe means energy, energy source, energetic connection, energy source, so be it. And Sankofa means we must go back and get it. So pulling from the top of the deck, okay? And actually, let's play a game. If you happen to have your deck early, a couple of you do, what you can do is when I'm reading for someone, you can pull a card, shuffle. If you've already shuffled and blessed your deck, you can pull a card as well and see what you are getting, okay? All right. Okay. All right. So beautiful. So let's see. I'm going to pull a clarification card. Okay. All right. Interesting. You are at a very interesting place, Goddess Gretchen, where you are in between the energy of moving toward an energy of bliss, toward an energy of reclaiming your throat chakra, refinding your voice. That is going to be essential on your journey. And you are coming out of an energy of of disruption. So let me talk about this card for a moment. So this is the Griot, and this is the energy of bliss. And as you see, you know, they say, you know, for a little child will lead them. This is a child who is representing the Griot, who is the storyteller. So this is the energy of reclaiming your voice. This is the energy of reclaiming your power. And if you're listening to this, actually, and you're not Goddess Gretchen, I may be talking to you as well. So, you know, you can type into the comments me if this is to you as well. So right now, it is very much upon you, in order for you, the things that you're wanting to call forward, for you to reclaim your voice, for you to speak up. This is not a time for you to be silent. This is not a time for you to think that your voice doesn't matter, that what you have to add does not matter. Your voice is extremely important. This is storyteller energy, and it's in alignment with the energy of finding your bliss. Finding your bliss, reclaiming your joy, reclaiming your power. And the challenge is that, as I said, you're coming there out of this energy of, you know, the Jumbie energy, which is the disruption energy, the energy of masks, the energy of potentially disruption or betrayal, or things not being what they seem. But the beautiful thing is that at the that you are headed in the right direction. You are headed in the direction. So you are exactly where you are supposed to be. Okay. So let me know if that is in alignment for you, Goddess Gretchen. Thank you, Goddess Kathy. Let me know if that is in alignment with you. Okay. All right. Goddess Bernice says, I feel drawn to buy the decks I have, but I never use them. I'm a beginner on tarot. So interestingly enough, thank you so much for sharing that. I had a similar experience when I was getting started. Just making sure to put the cards back in the right direction, which is something you want to pay attention to with this deck in particular, versus my other deck, which didn't have reversals in it. This deck has reversals, as does tarot, which we are talking about. So as I was saying, Goddess Bernice, thank you for sharing that. She's saying that she feels drawn to buy decks, but she hasn't used them. I started like that too. Like, I would buy the tarot decks, but I wouldn't use them yet. It's okay. It's just your soul is preparing for it. You may be getting comfortable with it. Wherever you are in your journey is wherever you are. And so allow yourself to be in alignment with what you feel. And one of the easiest ways to begin is with the one card reading, as I'm saying, you know, the one card reading. And very interestingly enough, this deck has also tarot correspondences. So each card that you pull, I also tell in here, for those of you who know the tarot, I tell what the tarot correspondence is. So this could be a good way for you to not only practice your reading skills, but also to get to know the tarot as well, if that is what is calling you forward. So let me find the card that I just pulled so I can show you what the tarot correspondence was. The number, I think, of the card was 19. Yes, here it is. Okay, so this is the Griot, and the tarot correspondence is the Sun. So for those of you who know tarot, the card that I just read for you is in alignment with the Sun. And the affirmation here is, my future looks bright. So type that into the comments. My future looks bright. My future looks bright. Yes. My future looks bright. Beautiful. Yay. Beautiful Brown Queen says, I love how you incorporate the tarot. So very interestingly enough, thank you, Beautiful Brown Queen. I did not choose that. It's the way that the ancestors transmitted it through me. And I was very surprised that that is how it came forward. So I was very surprised at how it came forward in that way. Yeah, but it added a layer to it that I think is wonderful. Each deck is a communication device and a language really of its own. And so, yeah, it was, it's very interesting, you know, when your information is being shared, you know, to you and through you, how it comes through. And that's often how you know that it's not, you know, something that is just coming from you, because sometimes, you know, things aren't even your words, your voice, you know. Okay, so let's see. Okay, so I'm going to do another reading. So let's see. Okay, Goddess Kathy, I am seeing. Okay, so let's see what Goddess Kathy is needing to know. All right, making sure the deck is in the right way. Okay, and I just want to just share this feature of the deck with you all. So on the back here, these two birds represent Sankofa, which is an Akan energy, the Akan people of what is now known as Ghana in West Africa. And each, I wanted each and every card to look like it came from an old album. And so that is the energy here that we were going for. Okay, so I'm going to now shuffle. Okay, Goddess Kathy. Have a leaper, so let's pull that forward and let's continue. Okay, what does Goddess Kathy need to know about what she is manifesting? Okay, so I pulled from the top again. Okay, so Goddess Kathy, very interestingly enough, you got a very direct message with our first ancestral card here. This deck contains, it works with human ancestors, but also plant ancestors and our animal spirit guides as well. And so the creature of earth has come forward with the energy of telling you, take charge. There's no more direct message than that. Take charge. Take charge. That you are right now, very similarly to the energy we were just talking about not being on the sidelines, it's the energy of taking charge. Now, this card happens to also be an abundance card, which is perfect for the new moon. I'm going to hold it close so that you can see they're holding a coin there. So, you know, if you were, I don't remember what you said you wanted to manifest, but if you were wanting to manifest money, which is the energy here, the energy of abundance, it's very much the energy of taking charge, which is, this is the card that actually Goddess Kathy leaped out from for you from the deck as I was shuffling. It's not even the card that we pulled. It's the one that leaped out for you. The card that we pulled, still a prosperity card. Look, he's holding a coin, as you can see. You know, this is for those who know tarot, this is the suite of the earth suite in this deck is the suite of coins or pentacles. You know, he's holding a coin. So there is money energy that is around you. And again, look, it's almost the same message. Inspired action, it says. So we can't get more clear than that. This is a plant ancestor, root of earth, Haijan the Conqueror, along with, you know, the creature of earth energy, take charge, inspired action. So the money that you are seeking, let me know, Goddess Kathy, if that is a part of what you are manifesting, what you are calling forward, is definitely in the energy. Yes, Goddess Selena saying, let it rain, abundance. Like that is just abundance. And very much the same message of take charge, inspired action. Let's see what the guidebook says about the creature of earth. Because this was an urgent message for you. Goddess Kathy said, yes, I am. Okay. All right. So take charge, Goddess Kathy. Take charge. You know, there are some manifestations that do call for us to just, you know, just sit and just receive it, you know, but this one is telling you to be active, to take inspired action. Let's see. This is card number 30. So I'm just looking here, the number. Okay, and then I'm going to look it up in the guidebook, just like you would. Okay, so very easily, card 39. Okay, and there it is, 39. I'm looking up here, not at the page numbers on the bottom, and looking at the number up here. Okay, creature of earth, take charge. Okay, goddess Kathy and whoever this relates to, this is for you. Okay, see Kathy with a K. This is for Kathy with a C, but it may be for Kathy with a K as well. Okay, focus. Take responsibility for every aspect of your life. Your hard work will pay off and you will see the success you desire. Be loyal to your own dreams. Oh, let's affirm that. I am loyal to my own dreams. I am loyal to my own dreams. Okay, be loyal to your own dreams. Patience is required. Slow and steady also wins the race. Presently, it's about being solid and being stable. When you are uncomfortable with emotions, your own or other people's, you are robbing yourself of experiencing true intimacy, okay? So we're talking now about what you're feeling, okay? Being vulnerable means allowing yourself to be uncomfortable and still open. Make space for others to be vulnerable with you as well, okay? And this ancestor, the animal spirit of earth, is known as the sand fox or pale fox. For the Dogon people of Mali, the fox is a sacred animal who works with a divining priest to grant you guidance that you can trust, okay? So step forward and be vulnerable. Allow yourself to be in spaces that, and I'm feeling my throat chakra as I'm feeling very much, again, throat chakra energy. Allow yourself to be vulnerable, enough to take charge, to step into what it is that you want. And the declaration is a very powerful, very simple, but powerful one. I finish what I start. So if Goddess Kathy, you happen to have a lot of open-ended projects and things that you want to do, but haven't completed or start and stop, this is the energy of also of I finish what I start. Stay the course. Goddess Kathy with the K says, I thought that was for me. It may be. Speaking specifically to Kathy with the C, but it may be for you as well. Okay. All right. Okay, good. Goddess Bernice says, it's crazy. This morning, the word Goddess Carnelia came to my mind, which is my granddaughter's name. And since then, I've been seeing and hearing the word goddess everywhere. Love it. You're in the right place. How beautiful. How beautiful. Okay. All right. So let's do another. We have time, I think, for one more before we bring on Goddess Rebecca. So let's see. All right. Let's see. Okay, so this is now Goddess. Let's go with Goddess Terry. Okay, so Goddess Terry, I think I saw two Terrys. This is Goddess Terry A. All right, I'm gonna have a sip of water. Okay, so Goddess Terry A. Just gonna shuffle and just clear a bit here. Let's see what the ancestors are wanting Goddess Terry A to know. Okay, here she is. All right, so Goddess Terry, actually, if you would please give me a number between 1 and 11, that would be helpful. Between 1 and 11. Goddess Trinity Rose says, I have been pulling from the African Goddess deck. That's this deck. I've been pulling from the African Goddess deck one card over the past 4 weeks. I've pulled the same card 4 times. Sukuyant, scarcity. Where should I go for clarity? Oh, that is big. Okay. I want to run to get the book to show you guys. But let me just tell you, start with, if you don't have already, the book African Goddess Initiation, okay? And what I want you to do for clarity, if you have been pulling that energy of the Sukuyant, energy of scarcity, it means that some shadow work is what you are needing to do. I'm gonna go get the book. Wait a second. Hold on, I'm right here. Just grabbing the book. Okay. All right, so yes. So there is a whole section of shadow work here called the Temple of Shadows. I had to run out and get it because that is urgent if she is receiving that energy over and over again. And we absolutely want to clear it. Okay, so you want to turn to page 157, the Temple of Shadows, dealing with your inner monsters. In this book, you can go specifically to the specifically to that section, looking up Sukuyan in here, or you can work your way through the whole chapter, which I would recommend, but begin with the Sukuyan, okay? And I think that will be really helpful for you on your journey, okay? Dealing with those inner monsters. Okay, all right, so Goddess Terry. So Goddess Terry has called forward the number 9. Thank you, Goddess Terry. So let me bring you my energy back to you. So let's just breathe together now, Goddess Terry, okay? All right, inhale. And exhale. Okay, Goddess Terry. Does Goddess Terry need to know? One more, inhale. And exhale. And one more. Inhale. And exhale. Okay. All right, sacred number 9. Okay, let's see. Let's get clear. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. And I'm called to draw from the bottom for you, Goddess Terry. So let's see. Okay, so I'm going to pull from the top in order to clarify. Okay. All right. So Goddess Terry. Okay, this is actually a really, put this up here. Really, really powerful time for you if you allow it to be. Okay, there is around you the energy of compulsion or addiction, someone's energy around of doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Okay, you more than anything right now need to awaken your healer energy, your true healer energy. So for you, it is about shifting out of the wounded healer energy, the energy of, you know, taking care of everybody else except yourself, and knowing that being a true healer is taking good care of your inner self as well. Okay, so the same beautiful advice that you have for everyone else, Goddess Terry, we want to turn that energy first on you, okay? Turn that energy first on you. Shamanic energy. A shamanic path is your path, whether you're already on it or whether it's what you are moving toward. The shamanic path is where you're wanting to go, okay? And just trust the path. Trust where you are walking toward. Trust the path. Trust the energy. I thought that it was really beautiful that the Mother of Earth energy also came forward for you, saying that you are literally walking on fertile ground, literally walking on fertile ground. So let me just get for you the affirmation that the Mother of Earth, I'm going to hold it closer so that you can see it. Fertile ground. As you see, she's also, it's another earth card, you know, in this new moon energy, there's so much of the energy of abundance that you all have been calling forward. And here is the shaman. Okay, so let me get for you the affirmations that you are needing to know. Yes, shamanic path, absolutely, Goddess Terry. Okay, so let's see. All right, so this is number 40. So again, for those of you who are new to doing readings, I am quite simply just looking at the number that is here in the corner and going here into the guidebook, looking at the top numbers, not at the page numbers on the bottom. And I am looking here and reading here exactly what it says. Okay, so your affirmation is one of my faves. All I do is win. So I want you to type that in the comments. All I do is win. All we do is win. That is the energy of walking on fertile ground with the Mother of Earth. All we do is win. And I'm going to read this to you because I think that this will be important for you. What a time to be alive, Goddess Terry. Enjoy this moment. Be present. you bring home the bacon, you fry it up in a pan, and then you make love because you can. Yes, we see you. You are a generous person, a savvy person, a natural cheerleader for others. Make sure you take care of you as you continue to lead your community. This gentle ancestor is warm, loving, and healing Earth Mama energy, representing fertile abundance and wealth. Okay, so I'm going to leave it there. I think that this is a good start for you on your shamanic journey, or a good continuation for you, Goddess Terry. Okay, so now let's welcome into the room my beautiful sister, Goddess Rebecca. Come on in.